The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. A little spring ball talk. The one thing I, an analogy I got for spring ball is, you ever see those things like when you're in the like airport or the mall? They're like, you know, they'll make like a glass like swan or something like that, or any type of like glass object. You know, even like a Jolly Rancher is forged in heat, extreme heat, so it hardens. Mm-hmm. But if you do it too much, it'll break. That's spring ball. You want to turn up the heat enough to see who can harden, and then you don't want to turn up so much that they break. And some guys, if they're mentally weak, will break before they get hard. Pause. But it's strict, yeah, right? But some guys,
he's
some
rubbing
guys,
off on you. Pause.
Right. Yeah, some guys will break before you know they reach to where they need to be. So if you get enough guys that are, you know, tough minded, willing to work through some stuff in for the betterment of the team, generally you come out of spring as a better team. So we got one question here from the text line, Old Dad 34. Jay, in your opinion, how can we see improvement in our quarterback play if they aren't allowed to go live? I mean, I understand what you're saying, but drilling a quarterback you're not going to really separate yourself. Look, when they're throwing in team drills, you know, 11 on 11, even, you know, when they're doing like 7-on-7 or whatever, you know, like one-on-ones, you'll see who's better. And you'll see, you know, the improvement. You'll see the depth. You'll see guys get better. And so that's where everything is being evaluated. What you do in the classroom, what you're doing in the locker room, what you're doing in the weight room, what you're doing at the nutrition table, what you're doing on the field, what you're doing when you're not on, like out there on the field. Are you actively, you know, taking mental reps? All that stuff goes into the evaluation. So you can see improvement by what they do on a day-to-day basis.
And that's for the coaches to see more so than people who are going to be watching the spring game. But I think, let's say for the fans that are watching the spring game, you can tell how the ball comes out of a quarterback's hand.
Sure.
You can tell how confident they look, if they're ripping it or they're trying to touch it in there. You can tell a little bit of decision-making. Obviously, you don't have the end zone view, you don't have the all 22, but you can get a sense for decision-making. Did he make the right read? Did he take the check down? Did he force it into this window?
Yeah.
The checks at the line of scrimmage, if there are any, the RPO calls, some of that we won't know. We won't be able to see, but it should be pretty obvious if you've watched any football, you can tell how a guy's throwing it. You can tell how confident he is in his motion, in the velocity. Yeah. You can tell by how the receivers catch it or drop it, if it was a touch pass, if it's there supposed to be. There's plenty you can tell even just watching the spring game.
You can see a lot, and it's funny you say that, Austin. I was bored because there wasn't any NBA on last night, and so they had the Indiana Hoosiers spring game. on there. Mm-hmm. And of course, they got, you know, Sigs or Cignetti, their coach. They call him Sigs and Cignetti. It's his first spring. But they were, you know, kept stats and all this other stuff. Well, you know, last year they had a quarterback in Taven Jackson that kind of burst on the scene, more of a runner, brought spark to that Indiana offense that mm-hmm. was inept at times. And the one thing that you say when you talk about improvement, right from the get-go, when I saw him in the first drive, he went 7 of 7, like 79 yards, touchdown or whatever, and he threw for like, I think, well over 200 yards in the spring game and played well, was the improvement in his arm action, in his fundamentals, the velocity on the ball, the accuracy on the ball, the trajectory, being able to fit it in small windows, mm-hmm. Both of their quarterbacks. And so when you ask it, how do you see it? You'll see it from one year to the next. Now, you won't maybe see it in the short snapshot in the spring game, but the coaches have seen it probably from the first. I'm sure they do have some sort of, we used to call it passing league, right? You know, mm-hmm. when we get together, I'm sure they have some sort of evaluation process from the very start to, you know, as it's ongoing, not only in the quarterback room, but every position.
And as a, you know, just point of reference, I think it's going to be easiest for fans to judge Heinrich Harburg more so than Dylan Raiola or Daniel Kalen.
Sure.
You can only learn, you know, so much from pouring over those guys' huddle highlights for freshmen.
Yeah, nobody puts up their bad plays.
They don't.
Yeah.
But we've also, again, we've talked kind of ad nauseum about what Heinrich Harburg needs to improve on.
Sure.
This is his first, you know, full offseason as a quarterback, right? I'm willing to give him that. Or maybe second full, depending on, last year. Offseason.
Yeah, I think, this is his first one after playing, too.
Right, first one after playing. So now he knows what he is.
Yeah.
But he knows what he can be and what he needs to do to get there. So for me, even if all the intrigue is around, hey, what's Dylan Raiola's arm look like? Mm-hmm. Hey, what's the local kid doing? Does he have a shot? The Omaha kid, I guess.
Yeah.
What's Heinrich Harburg got? What has he been working on? How cleaned up are his mechanics? What's his motion look like? How's the decision making? He's the guy I think we'll be able to judge a little more accurately from the spring game.
Yeah, you can. But just because he, you know, to be honest with you, he's the only one we have any, you know, evidence of what he, you know, where right. where he was last year, and if he made some improvement during the season. And now you're going to see him, you know, come out. And you could really look at last year's spring game versus this one. Has he just gotten better, period? Don't even worry about if they brought in a quarterback coach. Mm-hmm. Just has he gotten better from last year to this year just based on the spring game from last year to this year?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. And also it can, you know, increase the confidence in, you know, him as a player because he really went and took some, I wouldn't call it criticism, just, you know, coaching, you know, and constructive criticism, I would say that.
And hey, then, guess what? You're the starting quarterback at Nebraska. You're going to get some.
Yeah, all the time, even when you play good. So, you know, that's a great – he'd be a great measuring stick. But then, you know, as far as, you know, the young guys go, you know, the coaches see him and they've watched more tape than their huddle tape, you know, as far as, you know, their evaluation through high school. So they kind of knew what they'd like to see from him, you know, based on their initial evaluation. Maybe they're surprised by how good these young quarterbacks are, their ability to, you know, pick up the, you know, play calls, pick up the, you know, the line changes and play, get them in and out of plays and learn the checks, command the offense. I think, you know, both these young men, you know, have probably you know, handled themselves, you know, in a great fashion. And need to probably be an ongoing competition. I don't know, you know, how they decide that stuff. So,
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But I think it's a, you know, good situation, because I think you have a quarterback, you know, that's not a, nobody's afraid of competition. Heinrich Harburg didn't, you know, pack up his bags and leave when he had two quarterbacks coming in, regardless of when, you know, Dylan Raiola committed. And, you know, he's got to go out there and show how good he is. I mean, this is it. This is a, you know, it's not this is it, but this is a great opportunity to show everybody what type of competitor you are.
That part, competitor, right? Yeah. I mean, I hope there's nobody questioning the type of competitor.
I don't think they are.
Better not be. Yeah. The kid competed his butt off.
Right,
we could tell he had a lot to work on, but I think, to your point too, that we've talked so much about why guys jump in the transfer portal. Maybe sure. Heinrich Harburg has more aspirations, but whether or not he's the best quarterback at Nebraska, he can be a good voice and a good leader in that room, whether he's starting or he's the backup. He can be an insurance policy. And here's the thing. He's local. You know, that means something. Hopefully he wants to stick around. He has that year of starting experience. So then if you can tie those things together, whether it is as a bridge guy or the backup, do what you can to keep him on the roster. There is a place for Heinrich Harburg in Lincoln.
Yeah, look, good football players are hard to come by.
Yeah.
And, it is, you know, as long as he shows that he's a good football player, I'm sure they'll find a place for him, whether it's that quarterback or potentially, you know, multiple things that he can do. If you want to play... I think the biggest thing like this is that competition is everywhere, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, like I said, I mean, I'm, you know, completely honest about, you know, when I was after we won the Fiesta Bowl, I was thinking about leaving and, you know, you're playing, I'm starting, you know, you're switching positions. Do you want to, you know, sit out a year? Or do you want to play football? Essentially, I did. I mean, I would have had to go and sit a year at Michigan, roll the dice without playing and then play. And the next thing you know, I actually fell in love with the position, then end up, you know, getting paid to play it. And so... good football players are hard to come by. And as long as you show that you're willing and you know, open as a football player, then you're gonna find a spot on the field. I mean, this coaching staff mm-hmm. is shown if you can play, you will play. They will find a place for you to play. I mean, you know, you look at John Bullock, right? He was a safety, kind of just a special teams guy. Challenged him to get in the weight room, moved him to linebacker. Now he's a guy they expect to step up this year. He's got a lot of pressure on him. Mm-hmm. Good pressure. But, you know, look, you come back for a reason, right? You could have very easily been okay with just having a good year. You come back for a reason, a bigger purpose. Now you came back with a bigger purpose. Now the expectations on you and bestowed on you are extremely high, and you got to answer them.
Go be a starter.
Yeah, go That's be a starter. Not only that, be a starter. Be a real deal leader. You know, when you're a middle linebacker or a linebacker, you have got to make sure everybody's going. That's your quarterback. So you got it. There's a lot of things. It's a selfless position. You got to take care of everybody else, lining them up, communicating, motivating, and then you got to handle your stuff. If you're a middle linebacker and you're selfish, it ain't gonna work out well for you.
How long did it take for you to feel comfortable or more comfortable in that role from when you switched over?
You know, it took a while. In the spring, I didn't think I was still kind of, you know, making that transition. I was playing decent, you know, or did well. But I think once I kind of came to terms with, all right, I'm playing middle linebacker. I was motivated in the offseason because I needed to get bigger and then keep my speed. I think we played Michigan State. Once I performed in that game, I was like, okay, I wouldn't say I got it, but I was feeling comfortable. I started to see the game differently. I started to play off a lineman instead of just do my job. I started to really take how I honed in at the Sam linebacker position and just dive into, you know, playing middle linebacker, you know, and so. You know, I probably fought it for a little while, to be honest with you, Austin. I mean, I was, you know, people that know me very well, I was not a happy camper, man. I was not. And it was because I didn't have, there wasn't a lot of communication. It wasn't a lot of honest communication. I'm a very straightforward type of, you know, that's why I like football. You either win or you lose, right? Mm-hmm. You tell me you got to beat somebody out, I beat them out. I want what I earn. Right?
Fair. That's how I am, man.
Hey, you say you're going to grade it out. Okay, well, then the grade show me this, and you tell me something else. Well, then now I can't trust you.
Right.
Right? Because if you said, hey, you know, no matter what you do, this is going to be the outcome. You know what? I might not like it, but I could deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, you don't have to change how you coach for me. That's just how I am. But, you know, I adapted and I dealt with it. But now you're in my crosshairs now. Right? And you know, rang true on that at that point in time. And, you know, but I think, you know, just, you know, back to it, I just think it's competition, I think, is a great thing. Now, for me as a young player, I felt like that was adversity. It wasn't. You know, losing my grandfather was real adversity. So that kind of actually snapped me into it, which was, I wouldn't say it was a great thing, but it was like, dude, you playing at the University of Nebraska. You won 2 national championships. You should have won 3. And you played 50% of the time or something like that, probably. And you're going to start the next year if you handle your business, you know, because I've been starting for 2 years. What you got to be mad at? My grandfather ain't going to see you another day. You know what I mean? He didn't even get to see me play. So, I mean, once I kind of got that, you know, out of my system and kind of dealt with some other stuff, then I was like, all right, you know what? I'll, you know, bring it on.
Yeah.
You know, so I think if you guys take that type of mentality, nothing. If the whole team is taking that mentality, then you're going to be seeing a team that's going to run to the fight, run to the action, and when things
and bring it to other people,
right? And when things get tight, that or the bigger the game, the better they play.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's really where you measure yourself, or we like to, or at least I did. And that's why I liked the NFL so much. It was, yeah, it's a goal to get there, but I like to compete. I wanted to see how good I was.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, or you know, because you get to play. I mean, you got to think. I'm out there in the covering the slot, trying to cover Terrell Owens, Jerry Rice, Keyshawn. I mean, all them dudes. You know, so you. I mean, you know, putting yourself up there against the best, knowing that you know, if you get caught slipping, you're gonna be on ESPN. Quick. Yeah, man, it's no fun when you're on there. You know, but you know, I think it's a good time. But anyways, Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, old school. You know what? Speaking of getting caught on tape on ESPN, we're in the story time this week. So I'm going to tell you, Austin, a little trick that I learned. A little trick that I learned on what to do and what not to do when you get hung out to dry.
Oh.
As a defensive player. So you don't get... I'm going to tell you one thing that I did. I had to learn the hard way. And then once I talked to Aaron Glenn... I implemented that. So then we'll do that. Then we'll turn over 5 o'clock hour. Anyways, Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, old school. Quick break. We'll be right back.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.